All right, a little razzmatazz. That means that it's time for our weekly theater review with our intrepid theater critic, J. Wynn Russick. Judy, good to see you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, Tom.
So you have been, speaking of holidays, down to the Everyman Theater to see a new show by Coleman Domingo called Dot. And I understand that Dot takes place at Christmas. So is this a good holiday play?
Well, it's a tough holiday play. It does end with some notes of hope, but this is a play about an elegant, dignified African-American widow who is in the early stages of Alzheimer's. Her name is Dottie, and her grown children are gathering in their West Philadelphia home to celebrate the holiday, but they have to come to terms with what is going on with their mother, and they have to make some decisions about her and about themselves. I brought you a clip of the oldest child and Dottie's primary caregiver explaining the situation to her brother, who lives in New York and hasn't been home for a while.
Obvious plan would be to get her into a care facility.
She won't go for that. We can't put her in a home. We can't.
It's not a home. It's care.
She won't go for that.
She will have to. She is no longer the mother that we once had that is so fully in control of everything. She forgets to eat, to take her meds, where the bathroom
okay,
is.
Okay, please, stop.
Hi, that's Dawn Ursula, terrific actor, part of the Everyman Theater Company, and Yagel Welch in Dot at the Everyman Theater. Dot is by Coleman Domingo. You had a nice interview with him just a couple weeks ago here on Midday. And I remember that Center Stage produced his play Wild with Happy a couple years ago, 2014, I think. I love that play. That play also took some sort of wild, you know, flights of fancy, as I recall. Does Dot have that same kind of flight of fancy dimension as well?
No, it doesn't, although you might expect that certainly from Wild with Happy, but also because Dottie's mind takes these bizarre twists and turns as her memory is fading. Wild with Happy ventured actually into magic realism, whereas Dot is purely realistic drama. This is naturalism, but it's realism that has become warped to the character of Dottie. She gets people mixed up. She confuses live people with dead people. She slips back in time. Dottie's played at Everyman by an actress named Sharon Hope, and she gives an extraordinary performance that's the core of the production. In those frightening moments when Dottie's mind goes blank, you can see this in Sharon Hope's eyes. There's this mixture of confusion and emptiness. It's just haunting. And though this play is very realistic, it does have some really beautiful theatrical moments. There's one where Dottie mistakes her son-in-law for her long-dead husband, and they dance to "Happiness Is Just a Thing Called Joe." It's such a sweet scene.
It nearly brought tears
to my eyes.
Yeah.
And then near the end of this kind of reverie, she says, "I miss you so much." And then her mind clears again. She has more moments of clarity than confusion. I brought a clip of Dottie telling a former neighbor about her condition. You'll hear that Dottie hasn't lost her sense of humor. In fact, a lot of this play is sort of leavened by humor.
It's Alzheimer's. Probably should have told you before. Just forgot. It's not funny. It's hilarious. My doctor said I should be the one to tell it. No shame. No shame at all.
Sharon Hope and Megan Anderson in Everyman Theater's production of Dot by Coleman Domingo. So, Judy, you call this a realistic play. Is it the kind of realism that you know, looks so familiar you could, like, move into the house? I mean, obviously, Alzheimer's is a thing that is a very, very much a reality for many, many people now, dealing with loved ones and friends who are going through it.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And the familiar makes life a little easier for them. This set actually looks so familiar. It's a middle-class row house, stunningly decorated. The first act takes place in the kitchen, and it is a thoroughly realistic kitchen. It initially reminded me of the set.
Another kitchen sink play?
Yeah, well, and Everyman's last play, The Roommate, had a kitchen set. And in fact, the wall phone is in exactly the same place in this set. But it's a different set designer. It's designed by a man named James Fauchard. And it does have huge blow-up photos of old row houses flanking the set. And they are also decorated with large old family photos. You can watch this set transform at intermission, and I advise anybody who goes to the play to stay in their seats at intermission because it's almost a little play in itself. The transformation reduces the kitchen to just a sliver as the rest of the first floor of this house slides in. It's really fun to watch. The people living in this house are also very recognizable characters. As you mentioned, I interviewed Coleman Domingo, who's an actor as well as a director for this show a couple weeks ago. And one of the things we discussed is that the play is really kind of a microcosm. The family is made up of a cross-section of society. So Dottie's son is a music critic, a dying breed, as he puts it. He recently married his longtime boyfriend. Her older daughter is a lawyer and a single mother by choice. The younger daughter is an out-of-work actress. And Dottie has a paid caretaker who's an immigrant from Kazakhstan who's trying to get his green card and political asylum. And Dottie, of course, is going Dottie in the sense of Daffy. Her mind is starting to fail. So Domingo has created these very, very specific characters. But they're also every family with its hosts of problems and fears and scars, and though it takes a while for them to realize it, love.
Yeah, so it's a big cast. I mean, you talked about Sharon Hope's performances, and we heard Megan Anderson, Don Ursula. What about the portrayals of some of the other characters? That's a lot of folks on stage at one time or another, isn't it?
Well, it's a loud family, I'm going to say, particularly in the first act. It's directed by Vincent M. Lanchese, Everyman's artistic director, and it's kind of directed as if it were two different plays. Most of the loudness, and it's almost relentless, is in the first act. There's a lot of yelling. I missed a lot of lines, and not just because there's overlapping dialogue, which, of course, every family has. The second act is quieter from the start, and there's a very tender scene between Dottie and the paid caretaker. So don't give up on this play after the first act. The second act pays off. Much of that volume in the first act actually comes from Dawn Ursula's portrayal of the older daughter. This is a woman who is totally overwhelmed by caring for her mother. And she yells and she swears. At one point, she bangs her hand on a table repeatedly. It's kind of one note in the first act. In the second act, fortunately, reason starts to enter in, but it takes a while. The younger daughter is played by an actress named Paige Hernandez, and she, if anything, is louder than Dawn Ursula's character, even in the clothing that she wears. And then Dottie's her youngest, Yagel Welch, plays the son, the music critic, and he has more restraint and he has the most heart. And there's a very affecting scene in the second act when Dottie has him put on shoes that have pebbles in them, and I don't want to give too much away, but he literally has to sort of walk in her shoes, and the whole family sort of learns to face harsh reality about themselves and what it means to be a family.
Well, it sounds like a great, great bunch of folks. Now, by the way, as we finish up here, Everyman is one of only two regional theaters to do Dot after it was on, or I guess off-Broadway, about a year ago. How did that come about? This sounds like it's a pretty big deal, doesn't it?
Well, the play started at the Humana Festival of New American Plays in Louisville, and Vinny saw it there, and then he saw it off-Broadway, and it is significant that it's being done here. That's why the playwright came to town. There aren't a lot of plays about dementia, so it's significant in that sense. I'd feel it was a bigger deal if it didn't feel so disjointed between the two acts. I should mention that Coleman Domingo told me that he is working on a pitch to turn Dot into a TV series, and if that happens, you really couldn't find a better actress to play the title role than Sharon Hope.
And Sharon, well, that's good to hear. And, of course, it's great to be in the presence of such a theater junkie like yourself. If you're recommending that people stay in the theater for the set change, you know that you're just all over this. That's right. Real quick, we just got a few seconds, but I understand that Everyman got an accolade from the Wall Street Journal. Tell us about that real quick.
Yes, in its list of best theater of 2016, away from the Great White Way, Terry Teachout included Everyman's Great American Rep, Death of a Salesman,
Baltimore
and
makes
Streetcar.
Baltimore makes it to the WSJ. That's
great. What a nice Christmas present for them.
All right, Dot, at the Everyman Theater in Baltimore until Sunday, the 8th of January. Our website, WYPR.org/midday, has a link to details about show times, et cetera. What are we going to talk about next week, Judy?
Next week, we are going to be talking about the 2014 Tony Award winner, A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder at the Hippodrome.
That'll be fun. I hear great things about that show. All right, well, happy holidays. Thanks so much. We look forward to seeing you next week.
Happy holidays to you, too, and all the theatergoers out there.
Thanks to Eddie's of Roland Park for providing lunch today. Eddie's is a full-service market with locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features unique sandwiches and salads with specials every day, all listed on their website, eddiesofrolandpark.com. Thanks to Judy, and thanks for listening. That'll do it for us today. The Midday team has taken a few days off. Tomorrow at noon, it's Tinseltale from NPR. Next week, we'll bring you some other special holiday programming, as well as a couple of shows from the Midday Archive. We'll be back with you live on January 2nd with a conversation about how to improve public transportation in Baltimore. Thanks to my terrific colleagues here at Midday. Rob Sivak, Bridget Armstrong, and Kathleen Cahill produce our show. Luke Spicknall directs and engineers. Charlie Hines and Zandra Ellen provide production assistance. Austin Coughlin at Clean Cuts wrote and recorded our theme music. And you, quite kindly, provide the reason that we are here. Thanks so much for your support and your interest in our program. Thanks for your calls and emails and tweets and ideas and comments. Thanks for the energy and inspiration that you bring to this endeavor each and every day. And thanks for caring about our city and our world, and for making it your business to stay informed and to separate the wheat from the chaff in an increasingly busy and complicated media landscape. You mean a lot to us. Thanks. I'm Tom Hall. Happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, and Merry Christmas.